Okay, it's called thanatophobia. Thanatophobia. Have you ever heard of that? It's a fear of death. Not too many people don't have a bit of it, right? We wonder what happens the second after our heart stops beating. If you're an atheist, you say nothing happens. It simply lights out. Agnostics say, well, we'll just have to wait and see. Can't really be sure. Postmoderns create and believe their own version of the second life ends. What will life in eternity be like, or will there even be an eternity? Of course, that version for the postmodern can change tomorrow, and then it can change the next day if they feel it to be right. An anchorless life produces the view of an anchorless afterlife. Solomon dealt with this question head on. In his conclusion that life under the sun was meaningless, he viewed death through the distorted view of temporal lenses. Listen to what he says, Ecclesiastes 3, 19 and 20. For what happens to the children of man and what happens to the beast is the same. As one dies, so dies the other. They all have the same breath. The man has no advantage over the beast, for all is vanity. All go to one place. All are from the dust, and to dust they return. From a life under the sun perspective, Solomon is right. When God cursed the ground after the Genesis 3 fall, he reminded man that his body would return to the ground. For you are dust, God told Adam, and to dust you shall return. Our bodies are going to go to the grave, that's for sure. But what about our souls, our spirit? Well, the Bible is clear that there is life after death for everyone. That we have in common. The great separator is where we will spend that eternal existence. For those who don't know Jesus, their destination is hell. Jesus describes the place of hell as an eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels in Matthew 25:41. Matthew 25:46 he describes as a place of eternal punishment. The Apostle John writes that the smoke of their torment goes up forever and forever, and they have no rest day or night, Revelation 14:11. And for those who have been rescued by Jesus, something different happens. They pass from death to life, John 5:24. They will be absent from the body, but present with the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5:8. The choice is clear. Trust Jesus. Live forever in heaven, reject Jesus, live forever in hell. The just judge will dispense justice to all. So the Trappist monks had this strange tradition. They all went out and they dug a grave together. Think about it. They all go out, they get their shovels, they dig a grave together. And every day they would go to that grave and ponder death. When one of them died, they were buried in that grave. Covered them up, and you know what they did? They would dig a new grave and start the ritual all over again. That's kind of what Solomon does for us in his reflective journal, right? He reminds us that death is right around the corner, and only through Jesus can we face it with confidence. Only through Jesus will we be certain that the moment we close our eyes in death, we will wake up in heaven. Father, remind us often of the reality of death. Remind us of heaven and hell. You are the just judge who will call into account all our actions. We thank you that Jesus covers all our sin with his death on the cross. He is our great rescuer. Our confidence is in him alone. And we pray in his name. Amen.